Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. It is September 16th, and you are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania, also known as WJRH. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, back again, once again with Midday Bach for this fall semester here at Lafayette College. Today we will be playing a selection of works, obviously from our namesake Johann Sebastian Bach, as well as Franz Joseph Haydn. We will be playing The Art of the Fugue, followed by our 15 Inventions, number 1 at the half hour, and Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in C Major, also known as the Emperor Quartet. As we move into The Art of the Fugue, Contrapuntis number 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach, I really hope you pay attention to the multiple use of instruments. This is one of Bach's later works in his career, written within the last decade of his life, so please try to pay careful attention to the interesting and stylings that he uses during this time. Thank you so much for listening. Art of the Fugue. That was his second movement in The Art of Fugue. What is very interesting to note about this specific work by Bach was that it was very monothematic. So the entire thing actually composes 14 different fugues and four canons, all in D minor. But what you'll realize as you're listening to these is that they're very much built on the same principle. It's very same starting line, and as each of them continue, they get more elaborate, more intricate. Harder to play and all as well. So that was Contrapuntus number 2. Here is Contrapuntus 3.
Thank you.
And that was the fourth contrapunctus. The first four of them were actually all what we would call simple fugues. So they were very much built on the same principal subject, along with another principal subject or some other movement on top of it. As we play 5 through 8, we're actually getting into what are called counterfugues, where the subject is, once again, it's used again, but it can be used regularly, inverted, augmented, or in a diminished form. So a little bit of comparing and contrasting between the first four pieces and the next four pieces that we will be listening to. This is Contrapunctus 5.
Thank you.
This is my final interruption as we listen to The Art of the Fugue. This is Contrapuntis 7. I actually misspoke previously, saying that we were listening to 5 through 8 as counterfugues, where Contrapuntis 8 is actually a triple fugue with three subjects, each having their own independent expositions. I wanted to make a quick correction there as we finish up the Contrapuntis 1 through 8. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And I wanted to thank the Keller Quartet for their wonderful playing of Art of the Fugue 1 through 8. We are now entering the point of the show where we go into the 15 inventions. But before that, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. Once again, this is Midday Bach, and I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. Today we'll be continuing, or starting, the 15 inventions again. This is number 1 in C major. And on this day in history, in the year 1857, the words and music to the famous Christmas song, Jingle Bells, were registered by Oliver Ditson and Company under the title One Horse Open Sleigh. Once again, it's never too early to think about Christmas, especially for my parents. They know exactly what I want. Yes, Dad, I know you're listening. You know what I'm talking about. That was a joke, by the way. Also on this day in history, in the year 1782, the Great Seal of the United States of America was used for the first time. Eventually, those seals would go to become the main emphasis of over half the flags for the states of America, absolutely ruining what could have been something great. I'm not a fan of most of them, especially in my home state, New Jersey. It could be done much better. And as we are hosting from Pennsylvania, it would be amiss to not mention that in this day, in 1670, William Penn, who was both an English admiral and politician, and the founder of the Pennsylvania colony, or Providence of Pennsylvania at the time, unfortunately passed away in this day at 49 years old. So that has been the 15 inventions by Johann Sebastian Bach. I hope you could hear it over my talking. But now we'll be moving into Franz Joseph Haydn's Emperor Quartet, also known as his String Quartet in C major. Four different movements with this as we continue and finish off today's show. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ethan Semendinger with Midday Bach. Thank you. that was the second part of Franz Joseph Haydn's Opus 76, number 3, also known as the Emperor Quartet. What's interesting about this piece is that it really draws its nickname from the fact that this was composed specifically for the Austrian monarchy at the time in 1797. They were actually first performed in February of that year, and these four little pieces in here provided the melody for the national anthems of both Austria during the years of 1797 to 1918, and Germany beginning in 1922. So very interesting how you have these very great classical works still relevant in today's history with the use of them as backgrounds to national anthems of European countries, both from the past and currently in today's world. As we continue, this is number 3, the minuet, and then we'll be having number 4, the finale, as we will continue to play in Midday Bach. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. that will wrap up our show here today as Midday Bach. I want to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semeninger, and I thank you so much for taking your time this afternoon to listen. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you again 2 o'clock on Monday afternoons. Thank you.